at our meeting last week in Athlone, it sort of came across very strong as one of the biggest issues of the night, I think, the amount of people that weren't paid. And I think the people that were there from the department got a really strong message from the floor that people were just fed up with excuses, and at this stage they want their money. And we've been saying that to the minister over the last number of weeks since he took over as minister.
We've spoken previously, Brendan, in relation to this, and you know this isn't a new issue.
No, it's not, and it's been going on. From last year we had 26,000 farmers that had to get an interim payment because the delays, and then we thought maybe this is all sorted out, and then the next thing payments started coming this year, and the first tranche there was a good number paid. We thought things are looking good, and then the second round of payments just before Christmas, very small trickle, and then nothing really until well into February. Then we had, supposedly, the previous minister, Charlie McConnell, had said that payments had restart on the last week of January and continue on a fortnightly basis. Now, we do know that a very small number of the 2023 people that were waiting on payments did get paid the payment at the end of January, but I think it was only about 60 or 70. And then there was supposedly some payment runs during February, but again, we didn't, or it was few and far between. Now, last week, there was a strong payment of the 1,500 people got paid from 2024. And this week now, there's supposed to be 750 of the 2023 tranche getting paid. So we welcome that, but it still leaves 10,000 or so that are outstanding. And they told us on the night in Athlone that payments would be moving fortnightly, and they expected to have all the straightforward ones cleared by the end of May, and that the more difficult ones, they'd have them cleared by June. Now, we said that wasn't good enough because people are just waiting too long.